You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
See, when they came to Moshe Be'alav Shalom, Moshe Be'alav Shalom was not really pleased with the request. And then also he got angry at them. Why he got angry at them? Well, why didn't they want to go?
Because they were thinking that it's better to stay there than...
Why they were thinking to stay?
They want to have more comfortable life.
No, Chas v'Shalom, Halosha. No, it says in the Torah why they requested to stay. Kalos, so what's wrong with it? It says in the Gemara, En somchim al hanes, that you're not permitted to rely on the miracle. So now, if this area is green, and then you need to feed the cattle, so what is the problem? No, they said they're going to come to the war.
After he said, okay, no, we come.
I understand, but you don't get angry at people before you ask him. Do you? Do you? Yes. Mm-hmm. People always get angry, no? No. But you have to ask first. Yeah. And it's very interesting, you know, people, they never give it a second thought that maybe people have reasoning to leave, and then they get angry at them. So if you ask him, you know, they have all the right to leave or to come late. So you should not get angry at them. Or fall asleep in the middle of the Divrei Torah.
Not today anymore.
I'm sorry?
Not today anymore.
Only today?
Not today anymore.
So what happened here? What happened?
The lack of emunah, I think.
No, we covered that part. Chas v'shalom, Chas v'shalom. What emunah? You know, if you're hungry, what do you do?
Why
you read Tehillim if you're hungry?
No, you
go to the kitchen and then you make food, no?
Yes.
Why you say, Ana Hashem Moshiach,
Ana?
No. So you know you need food, you have to make it. You go buy. I'm sorry? Oh, Chazek Baruch. Yeah, so one reason was that we see their plan was that to make a shelter for their cattle. And then they will take care of the schooling and, you know, education of the children. That's what they stated it. So Shabbat Shalom said, what are you talking about? You have to take care of?
Your kids.
Not the business, downtown, uptown, middle town, you know, undertown.
Oh, Rabbi, but downtown, everything's for the kids.
Yeah, as Admor Alav Shalom, he used to say, you know, everybody that I go to and they say, you know, come, learn Torah, you know, he says, now I'm busy, I have to work with my kids. So he said, I haven't seen this kid yet. Which kid is it? for my kid, but which kid? So now, so that was one reason that there were lack of... realizing that how important it is that the first priority is your children, the business. You said poteach et yadecha with kavanah, then that will be taken care of. Yeah, but that's one issue that they have. The other issue was that by them staying outside of Eretz Israel, what would happen?
They would become a burden.
No, they had their portion. They were together. Ghetto outside of Israel. No, it says in the Torah. But it Moshe tell them?
They need to go to war whenever they need them to fight.
Right, but what was the complaint that Moshe had toward them?
Going to fight, get rid of everybody, they need their help. So they said, how could you leave your brother alone and stay here, not care about them, to go to the war?
Uh-huh.
What? They came first. They were first to fight.
They made the other Jewish people to be called.
That's like, well, yeah. Right, so Moshe Marshall said, you know, the feedback they need that when they see you outside of Israel, they become, what do they become?
Cold.
Sholoveli.
Disappointed.
Yeah, they become cold. You know, they're not going to have the urge, the strength. Say, you know, part of us is out there. So then you're going to weaken the other people. So now here, one point, that Mr. Abraham Shalom is teaching us how important it is that the Alehim Shalom, the grandfathers, you know, used to say, you know, you have to have a pushed. You heard about this? Yeah? Yeah. You know, the support, the feedback that you get from, you know, another Yehudi, your brother, your members of family, you know, it gives you such a inner strength. It builds you up. It builds you up. But when you feel that, you know, I'm left alone and nobody cares about me, so then it just makes you weak and you cannot go on. So here we see a very, very important lesson that no matter what it is, by even one good word, one nice text, one happy face, it can totally change a person. You see, you know, there's somebody there that cares about me. Somebody there that, you know, concerned about me. So that's what Moshe Abramson says, you know, what are you doing? You know, you're going to stay out. You're thinking about yourself. And you don't realize. I mean, there were only two tribes. They had 10, 11, you know, the other side. But still, when the two stays out, it just, there's a division now. It's not all together. And the other matter that Moshe Abramson was not pleased with, what was it? Was anything else? Now look on your note, maybe you'll find it. Anything else?
Give us a hint.
John?
Give us a hint.
Hint! John? Yeah, it's a very, very keen point that here we see that it says, when we look God and Reuven. So Moshe Abramson was not pleased when they presented the request. Why? Because God spoke before Reuven. Who was older?
Reuven.
He said, what kind of attitude, manner is this? The younger brother talks before the older brother? Huh? So that means the claim is pasul. If the younger brother speaks before the older brother, so that means your claim has no
value. But Rabbi, you did the same thing. When they went to Yosef, he spoke before Reuven.
Who did?
Yehuda.
No, Yehuda was no. You have a point. But it's not valid. Why? Because Yehuda was became the responsible. Yeah, he become responsible to bring Binyamin back. He didn't, act as impolite person. He just had a responsibility to do whatever that he promised his Abba. But here, Shalom Shalom says that if God is jumping and is speaking before his older brother, the whole plan is not valid, is not kosher. You understand this? Mm-hmm. Yeah? It's very, very, very deep.
Maybe it was more, he was going to do the job better than him.
Who, God?
Yeah.
There's no doubt. Actually, with the God, they were very expert how to deal with the enemy. The Gemara brings, you know, how would defeat the enemy. Right. Yeah. So what? So what? You have a better quality, and it happens in the families also. Like, you know, with all respect, you know, maybe the younger brother has a better profession, has a better career, he went to school, so what? But because the older brother maybe is not as educated or as, rich, so then you have to disrespect him. Yeah.
Don't take the first one as the first one.
Okay.
Sometimes since the beginning you see that. So what's the deal?
No, that means that we don't give value because you happen to be a firstborn. That's a different case. But here, it's a lack of the manner.
It's the oldest one.
Fine. No, that means you have to work on yourself and become whatever that you like to be. It's not that it's already given. Yeah, you're firstborn, have it. The other nation, they do such a thing. Yeah, also, yeah. But here we see even Laban, when Eliezer went to bring Rivka to house of Amavino, so then it says that Laban spoke. So Rashi Kedosh says, Laban is a Rasha. Some people Rashi say, Laban is a wicked. Why? Because he spoke before his father. You cannot speak before your father. How can you speak before your father? So now here, we see how crucial it is that you have to be careful. Yeah, you have something to say, you have to wait. Why? Because those that you have to give them respect, you have to ask permission. And here it's very sad matter that the two first one that went to the Galut, the first two tribes that went to the Galut, they were Gad and Reuven. They were the two first ones. So what does that mean? So they wanted to be privileged with all the comfort. You know, they need whatever can provide for them, for the cattle, to take care of the cattle. You know, whatever that they felt, you know, that would be suitable for them. But we see in the end, actually, it was working against them. Why? Because they didn't realize that whatever that they demanding at this moment, actually, compared to whatever that they're going to take away from Am Yisrael, such as giving the support, such as, you know, bring unity, bring achdut to them, give them feedback, we see they didn't realize that would be much, much worse. And that's what happened to them. Because they were so selfish, so self-centered. And to the extent that we see, the only thing that mattered to them, you know, take care of the cattle, take care of the money, take care of their belonging, you know, that we don't lose any money. But here we see that actually all the plan that they had went against them. And here it's a blueprint that unfortunately we experienced. Why people like immigrated to Germany? Why went they to Germany? Money. They made lots and lots of money. Lots of money. Yeah, now it's not as many, but the point under here is they chose to go there, right? Sorry?
They come back again in Germany.
Not, you know, we have some, but the point under here is the whole attraction that they saw is exactly like God and Reuven. Exactly. No, they felt, you know, we go to this country and it's gold mine. And they went, you know, they sold carpets, they sold this, real estate. They made so much money. And then you see what the outcome came about. Same thing with Spain. And same thing with America. Same thing with America. Yeah. And that's what exactly, this is a blueprint that Totan Moshe is informing us. See what happened to God and Reuven? See what they desire to do, and see what would they end up, you know, result was. And that's the lesson here, that we have to realize there are more important things that, you know, to feed the cattle and look for the greener stuff and think, you know, this is a dreamland. And they were dreaming. Yeah, it was not a dreamland. They thought it's a dreamland, but they were actually had a nightmare later on. Yeah. So Hashem is akeno, uzad Hashem, tenizke ve'eres zavat chalav udvash v'memshelet.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.